This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday the new coronavirus may never go away, and populations around the world will need to learn to live with it. As some countries begin gradually easing lockdown restrictions imposed in an effort to stop the virus from spreading, the WHO said it may never be wiped out entirely. The coronavirus first emerged in Wuhan, China, late last year and has since infected more than 4.3 million people and killed nearly 297,000 worldwide. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting just more than 84,000 have died out of 1.3 million cases. Not acceptable. That's how U.S. President Donald Trump described a warning given by top U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci this week about the dangers of reopening the economy and schools too quickly, telling White House reporters, quote, "To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools," end quote. Dr. Fauci warned senators Tuesday about the risks of reopening the schools and economy too soon and that a premature lifting of lockdowns could lead to additional outbreaks of the deadly coronavirus. Canada and the United States appear likely to extend a ban on non-essential travel until June 21st amid the new coronavirus pandemic, a Canadian government source and a top U.S. official both said Wednesday. Last month, the two neighbors agreed to extend borders restrictions until May 21st as cases of the disease continue to rise in both nations. Canada is now pressing for the measures to remain for another month. The acting U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary said later Wednesday restrictions across the borders with Canada and Mexico would likely be extended. This is VOA News. Australia is expected to post its biggest ever monthly rise in unemployment Thursday because of coronavirus lockdown measures, even as the country begins to gradually ease the social distancing rules. The federal government has a three-step plan to remove all social distancing restrictions by July, but the implementation is largely down to individual state and territory leaders. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, Thursday reported just 4 new cases ahead of the lifting of some restrictions Friday. Attending religious services in the U.S. has been among the most contentious activities restricted during the pandemic. An AP poll shows a partisan split over virus-era religious freedom. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
As the nation's houses of worship weigh in-person gatherings, a new poll points to a partisan divide over whether restricting those services violates religious freedom. According to a new poll by the University of Chicago Divinity School and the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research, Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say prohibiting in-person services during the coronavirus outbreak violates religious freedom, 49% to 21%. 58% of Democrats say they think in-person religious services should not be allowed at all during the pandemic, compared with 34% of Republicans who say the same. Questions about whether governments could restrict religious gatherings while permitting other secular activities have swirled for weeks, resulting in more than a dozen legal challenges. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Taliban said Wednesday they were prepared to battle Afghan forces after President Ashraf Ghani told troops to resume offensive operations following 2 grisly attacks. New details have emerged on Tuesday's assault on a Kabul maternity hospital, where at least 24 people, including infants, mothers, and nurses, were killed. Doctors Without Borders runs the maternity wing at the hospital and released a statement saying, quote, "While pregnant women and babies were seeking health care in one of the most vulnerable states in life, attackers stormed the maternity unit through a series of explosions and gunfire lasting for hours," end quote. The daylight attack was followed by a blast at a funeral in the country's east that killed 32 mourners. Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court tackled the thorny issue of whether members of the Electoral College can go against the popular vote in their respective states. This is the body that formally elects the president. The justices heard arguments in a session that was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Their ruling could potentially impact the upcoming election in November. The court's decision is expected in June. A Venezuelan prison director and 5 soldiers will be charged for their role in a massacre in which 47 inmates were shot dead earlier this month. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.